This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Hopefully you're enjoying the festive season. I've come back to Neskaupstad to travel back to a building I was in a couple of months ago because the Tryggvi Olafsson Art Museum is also in the same location as a couple of other museums that we've covered previously on RÚV English Radio. That is the Josefa Tringsson Maritime and Smithy Museum and the Natural History Collection here in the town. But I wanted to come back here over the festive period because the artist Tryggvi Olafsson has his work celebrated here. A former sea captain on the ships around this area by the name of Magni Christiansen had known Tryggvi for quite a long time, and it was during and in a Christmas letter, a lengthy letter written during the Christmas period in 2000, he suggested to Tryggvi Olafsson that there really should be a collection of his artworks here in his hometown. That's the genesis, that's the origin of the attraction that we're standing in just now. It all goes back to a Christmas letter written between two friends over a quarter of a century ago. I'm back with Arni Pieter, who has guided us around various of the museums here in the municipality to talk about the work of Tryggvi Olafsson. And I guess we start with who Tryggvi is.
He was what we would call a noppari, someone who was born and raised in Norðfjörður. And he lived here for the first 16 years of his life. He was born in 1940. But then in 1956, he and his family had to move to Reykjavík because his mother got quite sick, and so he stayed there for the next few years of his life. But during his childhood, he had already fallen in love with the arts and painting. He stayed up in Fljótsdalshérað for a summer while he was about 10 to 12 years old. And he was just on the next farm over from the shed that Jóhannes Kjarval had built to paint his paintings in. And so Tryggvi studied Kjarval from a distance before he even started painting himself.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh, he was in the shadow of the master, but didn't realize that he was even working towards that, perhaps.
Yes, but then after his confirmation, or ferming in Icelandic, in when he was 13 years old, he used the money that he was gifted at his confirmation to buy his first set of pencils and paint, and then he started painting. And he basically did not stop except for a year after graduating, which is the classic burnout after doing a lot of schooling and then you have to do something different. But he also, he had quite a lot of schooling, Tryggvi. He studied at Menntaskólinn í Reykjavík, which is a normal high school. But then he went to Myndlistaskólinn í Reykjavík, which is an art institute, before he moved to Copenhagen, where he studied the arts, and specifically abstract art, for 5 years before graduating. And then after graduating, he had that burnout period of his life, where he had gotten kind of bored with the painting and especially abstract art. He had been doing quite a lot of shows, for example, in Iceland with the Zoom group, with Dieter Roth and Róska, and quite a lot of other famous Icelandic painters. But he had just finished school and he just decided to basically take a year off. He just worked as a laborer from 1969 to 70, before then going back to painting in his own studio and becoming this great painter that we know today with his own style of art that some have said is kind of poppy.
Yes, there's a bit of pop art about it. It's very colorful, very bright, and we'll talk about some of the works. But as we said, as all of this is happening, an old school friend, Magni Christiansen, who was a sailor, had kept up with the art that he was making and kept in touch with him. And it took until, as I say, this letter that he wrote to his friend in 2000 at Christmas time. You know, we've all had those lengthy Christmas letters from friends, and sometimes they can be a bit tedious, and sometimes sometimes there's a spark of real genius in them, as there seems to have been here. He had this idea, said to his friend, why not set up a collection of your art so everyone can see it in your hometown? And that's where we are today.
Yes. And Magni, he wasn't just a friend of Tryggvi. He had also been collecting some of his works throughout the years, both paintings and posters and sketches. And so when they two put their heads together at the start of the century, and they were aiming for a timeline of maybe 8 years before they could open the collection. But those two together, they brought in the municipality, they brought in some local businesses, and so it only took a year and a half before they opened the first exhibition in Sigfúsarverslun, which was in the building that now houses Hotel Hildebrandt here, and the restaurant.
And so when did it move to where we're standing now?
It moved here at the same time as the other two collections, because all three of the collections that we have here, they all started out in different buildings.
Okay.
The natural history collection started out in the school, then it had its own house, came here. The Jósafat collection started out in Reykjavik and then came here. And the Tryggvi collection started out in Sigfúsarverslun before they all came here in 2007 as this Neskaupstaðir house of collection that has these three separate and very interesting collections.
They are very interesting. And Tryggvi's work, if you haven't seen it before, and I hadn't particularly been familiar with it, it is, as you touched on, there's a lot of pop art feel about this, very colourful, very cartoonish. But again, you come back to that sort of Roy Lichtenstein feel, don't you? Is he well enough known, do you think, as a Icelandic artist?
No, I don't think so, because he has this... he has such a bright style. But I, for example, I don't remember learning about him in art history in high school. Of course, he has quite a lot of space in a lot of art museums and art collections, but outside of that, he does not have the status that he should. And it is kind of ironic that I didn't learn about him in high school, because if we go over here, we can see the book Þyrnar og Rósir, or Thorns and Roses, which is one of the most used books on Icelandic literary history in the 20th century. And the front page of that book is a painting by Tryggvi. I used this book for 3 years in high school, but I never heard Tryggvi mentioned.
You saw this image every day?
Yes.
Well, you do get a sense that within the art world, he has certainly achieved some respect, because on one of the walls here, there are various posters of various exhibitions of his work in the Faroe Islands there and in Denmark as well. But here in Iceland, here in his hometown, it is fitting, isn't it, that he's got this collection here?
Yes, definitely. I mean, he is one of those Icelandic people that go abroad and really make it. He worked as an artist. He had exhibitions not just in the Faroes or Denmark, but also Sweden and Norway and Germany and the US and China.
Come and see for yourself. The Tryggvi Olafsson collection is one of the three collections here in this house in Neskaupstaðir. Thank you very much for your time once again, and thank you for guiding us around so many of these attractions in the municipality here.
Yes, thank you. You're very welcome. And I look forward to seeing people here next year, and when they come, I have a challenge for them. Look at the paintings and try to figure out which color Tryggvi didn't like.
Should I take that challenge now? I'm not going to reveal the answer. I'll ask you once the microphone's switched off, but I'm going to take a walk around. And it's a color he didn't use? Is that the...?
Yes, okay. He didn't use it, and he actually disliked it.
Right.
One of his kids' husbands had a code in this color. And he did not like that coat either.
Okay. Well, I thought I had the answer, but I think I've just seen some of the colour in question. That is interesting. So take a look around. See which colour he did not like, because it's apparently not in evidence in any of his paintings. A challenge for you if you come here to the Tryggvi Olafsson collection in Neskaupstad. There at Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.